Romans chapter 14. I'll read one verse. Verse 6. Romans 14 and verse 6. There's a lot in this passage we could preach, but I want to deal on Thanksgiving. Amen. I want to think about the reason why we have a conference like this and what we're doing here in the first place. He said, he that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. He that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Let's go. Lord, we do thank you this day for all the blessings you give us.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that we can gather here together. Fellowship one with another. All of us blood bought. Saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Lord, you changed our lives. We set our feet on a rock and put a new direction in our life. And you saw our hearts. God, we want to practice it right here.
Amen.
We just thank you. I pray, Lord, you give me freedom and ease to preach and all the Spirit of God can give. I pray, Lord, you lift out of thy people here in these next 4 days. Praise.
Amen.
Praise. In fact, give
it. Amen.
Lord, may we go away from here saying it's been good to have been in the house.
Amen.
Lord, may we be refreshed and may our spirits be lifted up. And Lord, may our steps be lighter and our burdens lighter. Father, may we lift our voices and our lives in praise to you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise. You know, it's talking about the difference in believers. One man esteems one day above another. One man wants to worship on Saturday. Another one wants to worship on Sunday. Another one wants to worship on Wednesday. There's a lot of controversy in the church. Some people believe they can eat meat. Other people don't believe they can eat meat. And there's a lot of controversy in the church. And when he comes down and says there, and it just struck me, he that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. He that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not. And he gives us God thanks.
Amen.
As far as I can see, it doesn't matter whether you eat or you don't eat. What matters is whether you give God thanks.
Amen.
I mean, the important thing is where you're thanksgiving.
Amen.
You know, I tell you, all year long we preach on sin. Somebody came in, they've been sort of backslidden, and I was really romping on their sin. Well, they didn't come back for 3 months. Next time they were in the door, I was preaching on the same sin. They jumped me afterwards and said, you just pick on me every time I walk in the door. I said, if you've been here for 6 months, you'd have me preaching all along. You know, it's amazing how sometimes we think of it. We preach on sin all year long. We preach on a deeper life.
Amen.
And this isn't the deeper life conference.
Amen.
Sometimes we have 2 or 3 weeks of prayer meetings and whatnot. This isn't the prayer meeting. Sometimes we fast.
I don't look like it. I'm not fasting more than any of
them. I tell you what, I'm a great weight loser. I bet I've lost 1,000 pounds in my life. Put it all back on, but I've lost it 20 pounds at a time, you know. Take it off and put it back on. It's amazing, but you know, this is the time to fast. I probably ought to go on a fast, but I'm not going on one this week. It's a feast.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I just start fasting on Monday, but I'm going to feast through Sunday.
Amen.
And it's the time to give God thanks. We can think of all sorts of things that we can work on. We can be concerned, and we are concerned many times with our weakness, our failure, and our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be. And maybe for the last couple of weeks, our concern has been our weakness and our failure and our sin. Well, I'm going to change my concern.
Amen.
I want to be in a thankful mood. I want to be in a thankful mind. I want to be a thanks to the God.
Amen.
You know, I've been a Christian a little over 27 years. Well, I've been preaching that same amount of time. And I've striven in my life to have great power. I've tried some big things. And I've prayed all night, and I've fasted for so many days, and I've sought the Lord, and generally I just end up being depressed after a month or two, because I never did get the big things I was looking for. But you know, I've never started thanking God and praising God but what it did lift my spirit.
Amen.
And you know, I'm here, and every one of us could find some things that we're lacking in our life. We could find some things that we're failing in our life. We could start to look at the church and see some failures in the church. And we could start to look and see some failures in the way we're doing things. Maybe even in our vision. We can see failures all across the areas. But you know, I never have looked at failures and got
Amen.
But I tell you what, I can't help but look at Jesus and get
away. Amen.
I think it's a time to concentrate on the attributes of God.
Amen.
I think it's a time to think about God's faithfulness and God's
Amen.
Love and God's great salvation and God's mercy. I think it's a time to look forward to heaven. I think it's a time to feast spiritually and feast physically and feast in a fellowship.
Amen.
I think if we walk away from that, we're going to have a joy in our heart
Amen.
And a peace in our heart. No, don't look at what you don't have.
Right.
It's amazing how two people look at a half full glass, and one of them say, I've only got a half a glass. And the other one say, I've got a half a glass. Praise the Lord. You know? It just depends on which end you're looking at.
Yeah.
And I think in our life we ought to spend some time looking at the full end.
Amen.
I don't know what you got, but you got something to praise God for.
Amen.
You know, you may be very down this week. I mean, your car may have fallen apart, and your dog might have died, and your child's sick, and you got all sorts of problems. You still start counting your blessings. You've got a whole lot more blessings, and you've got problems. Amen?
Amen.
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 Well, turn to the 1 Corinthians 15:57. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord be magnified.
You know something? I'm thankful for a lot of things. I just went through my concordance, and I run down about 40 different references. I'm not going to read them all to you. But I run down about 40. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. I ran through about 40 tremendous references that bless my heart on Thanksgiving throughout the Word of God. That were from Chronicles and Nehemiah all the way from generations to revolutions.
Amen.
All the way. Everything from the beginning of the book all the way down to the end. The whole book has praise all the way through this book.
Amen.
You talk about David being a man after God's own heart. One reason was because he prayed
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
In the midst of the desert, he praised the Lord.
Amen.
Down the bottom of the cave, he praised the Lord.
Amen.
When his friends gave him great gifts, he praised the Lord. When his enemy was chasing him, he praised the Lord.
Amen.
You know what blesses my heart? It's praise.
Amen.
It's thanksgiving. You know, some of you'd have a better marriage if you say thank you every once in a while. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Some of you ladies wouldn't hurt you say thank you every once in a while. Some of you brothers wouldn't hurt you say thank you every once in a while. And some of you believers, how long has it been since you said thank you, Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God.
Amen.
Which giveth us the victory. To our Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, you know, I'm thankful today for the victory.
Amen.
I am truly thankful. I got the victory.
Amen.
You say, well, you look like a miserable failure to me. That's all right. I don't care what it looks like to you. I got the victory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And all things that you wear what you and I say, that's true. But I got the victory.
Amen.
The victory is in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The victory is the power of God, not in your power.
Right.
The victory is not in the power you have to pray. It's in the power of God.
Amen.
The victory's not in your power to preach. It's in the gospel and the word of God
Amen.
That we will not return to the Lord.
Amen.
I'm thankful I got the victory because the victory is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, turn if you will to 2 Corinthians 2:14. Here's another one of those tremendous verses. Now thanks be unto God. It's always.
Amen.
You didn't read that, did you? Let you read that again. Thanks be unto God, rich.
Always.
Always.
Amen.
Always causes us to triumph in Christ.
Praise the Lord.
And you know what you say? Oh, yeah, that must have been Paul. That must have been somebody else. You think, I don't triumph very much. You know, you're trying to raise your kids and you teach them and you teach out of breath was showing us this obedient dog last night. I look like about some of my obedient kids. You know, say, come here, sit down. The dog looks at you and runs and says, okay, run all around the hill. You know, I had my kids all trained up and boy, they would just jump and just do what I said, do. Somebody come over, I want them press. I said, okay, Billy, show them how it's done. He just do something different. And make him do his what? Eddie do the same thing. Linda, Diana, Suzanne, the whole bunch. Anytime you want to show off a kid, it's going to make a fool out of him. You got your kids learning the piano. Boy, that works on the piano. And they got this beautiful thing on the piano. And some neighbor comes over, show them how you can play the piano. They can't play it. You say, how in the world does God always call us to triumph? Triumph's not in you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I want you to know the triumph's in Christ. And I may be whipped today. I may fall flat on my feet this week. I may fail in a million ways in my life, but I am triumphant in the Lord Jesus Christ. No, He has never failed yet.
Amen.
When I look at some of my things in my life, I can sure get depressed and discouraged. But I want you to know, when I look at the triumph in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm more than a conqueror through Him. I'm thankful to God because He always causes me to triumph in Christ. In Christ Jesus, I never fail. And I'm thankful for that. Turn to 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift.
What a verse.
I tell you what, you talk about a verse. Some of you eloquent fellows with your $25 words, you work on this and see if you can't make it speakable, huh? Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. I don't know about you, Dave, but I'm saved. I'm not saved because I'm some great fellow. I'm not saved because I've never been sin in my life. I'm not saved because I don't sin now. I'm saved because of the unspeakable gift of the Son of God. I'm saved because God and His great love looked down and saw the world and said, and He said, I love them. They have no way out. They have no hope. I'll go to them.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll become a man like them. I'll live out of the law. I'll perfect it. I'll establish the righteousness. I'll die to stand up in their place, and I'll give it to them. One day I came along, just a little wild young man in San Antonio, and I heard the message, and I heard it, and I heard it, and I heard it, and I ran from it, but finally one day I said, man, that's what I want. And I bowed my knees, and I lifted my heart and my voice to God, and I said, oh, God, have mercy upon this old sinner. Save my soul! Have mercy on me! He saved my soul and changed my life, and it's all because of the unspeakable gift.
Amen.
The righteousness of God. I tell you what, we could spend Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and all the rest of our life describing the unspeakable gift. We'd never get it all out.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thankful for an awful lot of things. But I'm thankful for the unspeakable gift of His Son. Look, you go to 1 Thessalonians 3:9. In chapter 3, the last two words of verse 2 says, your faith. And the words right in the middle of verse 6 says, your faith. The last two words of verse 7 says, your faith. The last two words of verse 10 says, your faith. Now look at verse 9. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sake before our
names alone.
I tell you what.
Amen.
I am thankful for your faith. I'm thankful for your faith. As I look around, I see somebody take a step of faith. I'm thankful and blessed in my heart.
Amen.
I see somebody with enough courage to stand up and sing Psalm 100 right in the middle of the airport. I praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, fear the monster around here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love it. I'm thankful for your faith. I'm thankful for your love. I'm thankful for your fellowship. I'm thankful for all that we have in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for my wife.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my son-in-law and my daughter-in-law. I'm thankful for my grandbabies. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm thankful for the preachers I work with and the missionaries I work with. I'm thankful for the people that work around. I'm thankful for friends all across the world. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for another day.
Amen.
The old song said, one more day's work for Jesus, one less of life for me. But heaven is nearer and Christ is dearer than yesterday to me.
Amen.
One more day's work for Jesus. I'm thankful I got a job. And I'm thankful I got two legs and two arms and two eyes. And I got a little blessing. I'm thankful.
Amen.
You know what? I think I'll spend more time in my life giving thanks
Amen.
For all the blessings
Amen.
That I've got. I don't know about you. But I say again, what thanks can we render to God again for you? You've blessed my life. Sometimes I might get a little down over something and I begin to count my blessings. You know, nothing ever has blessed me like blessing God.
That's right.
Nothing ever has lifted me
like lifting God. When I begin to thank God for my family and my friends and all the things that happened to my health, the opportunity to preach the gospel, the opportunity to publish the word of God around the world, the opportunity to meet a few people to Jesus along the way. I haven't read all I wanted to. I sure haven't read all I preached to. I sure haven't read all I cried over. But by the grace of God, out of all those I preached to, and all those I prayed for, and all those I cried over, some of them got saved.
Amen.
And that makes me richer than Bunker Hunt.
Amen.
Amen. Just one of them. One of them makes me richer than Bunker Hunt. You say, well, my ministry isn't what it ought to be. My ministry isn't what it should be. My ministry isn't what somebody else's is. Thank God for what you got.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe it's a time to complain of what you're missing out on. I believe it's a time to lift up and give thanks to God for what you have. I'm thankful for the answers of prayer as it comes down through time. I'm telling you, God answers some prayers around this place.
Amen.
There's testimonies of it sitting right around here.
Amen.
I'm thankful for it. Well, turn, if you will, to Hebrews 13:15.
That's a good verse.
That's a good verse. We can stand here for about a week, but I won't. I don't plan on being the only preacher. I just wanted to get started. Amen. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
To God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to his name.
Amen.
There people walk through this place and they think we're absolutely nuts. Hey, what in the world happened to this bunch around here? Let me tell you what. We just read a verse like that and we ought to practice a whole lot more than what we do.
Amen.
We ought to be a lot more praise than what we are.
Amen.
You know what it says? He calls it a sacrifice of praise. You say, well, I can't praise God unless I really feel like, unless I'm really hot, I'm really up. Hey, man, you don't give a sacrifice just when you feel like it, when you're hot, when you're up. Give a sacrifice when the sacrifice needs to be given.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Sometimes you ought to start praising God when you're deep as part of your sin.
Yes, right.
Sometimes when you're in the throes of temptation, you ought to start praising God.
Amen.
Sometimes when you're so down, you have to reach up to touch bottom, man. You're so low, you're low as a snail's belly. You just can't get up anyway. That's the time to start praising God.
Amen.
Sometimes with clenched teeth and no smile, with tears coming out of your eyes, you say, praise your Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. That's a sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
It might cost you something. I'll tell you what. I walked out on a down day when I couldn't hold my head up. Through clenched teeth, I said, praise you, ain't how long. That little button up there, down on the skateboard, hitting down a hill, looking like he's heading for a bad disaster. He said, praise the Lord, anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. And I know my sister got it for me because I was riding a skateboard in boots one time and cut off that stupid thing and my foot fell flung up in my boot. My wife laughed all the way to the hospital. Yeah, everybody out here laughed for a week too. But she bought that and sent it to me. But you know, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God, and we're supposed to offer praise. That's the praise. It's thanksgiving. It's boasting in the Lord. It's saying, thank you, Lord. It's saying, hallelujah, glory to God, whatever. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Continually. You say, but I get so tired. Something wrong with your picture, man. There's something wrong with your ball right down there. You ought to praise God continually. By faith, there's no other way. That is, he said, what are you talking about, Paul? Well, let me explain it to you. Glad you asked the question. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name.
Amen.
The fruit of it?
That's right.
You say, well, I praise God silently. No, you don't either.
That's right.
You read your psalm, you read that throughout the Bible, and praise comes out of the lips, and the tongue, and the mouth, and the voice, and the word.
Amen.
Now, you're not using your tongue, your lips, your mouth, your voice, your words. You're not praising like you ought to be praising. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Hallelujah.
Then you know, over in Revelation, chapter 4,
amen,
and verse 9, we find four cherubim, called beasts here. These are those fantastic beings that God has made. They're around about the throne, everywhere God goes, saying, holy, Holy! Holy!
Amen.
Lord God Almighty. Now, if you go to heaven, you're going to hear a voice saying, Holy! 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 Now, if you go to heaven, you're going to be saying, Holy! 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 Now, if you go to heaven, those four beasts begin to say, Holy! 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 The whole world's going to fall at his feet.
Amen.
Says right in verse 9, when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne and liveth forever and ever. The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
Those four beasts, you say, Holy, 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 give thanks to the one that sits on the throne.
Amen.
You know, that's a tremendous occupation. I don't know that you could find a better one. Amen? Maybe you ought to practice up a little bit down here.
Amen.
You reckon?
That's right. Amen.
Give thanks to him that sat on the throne.
Amen.
Well, look back, if you will, at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, and I'll be through. You say, Amen, I give thanks for that. Ephesians 5:20. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, named the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe this is the most difficult verse in the Bible to interpret. I believe it's the most difficult verse in the Bible to explain. I believe it's the most difficult verse in the Bible to practice.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't go back to the Greek and try to change it. I take it for what it says.
Amen.
Amen. You know what it says there? It says, giving thanks always.
What do you say? But there's some days. He said, always.
Yeah, but Lord, did you know I was going to lose my job today before you said that? He said, always.
Every time a boy's going to happen to you this time, brother.
Every time I preach on this verse, something happens to mine.
I'll bury myself, brother.
One time gets hit by a car, another time loses his job, preaches his all me, preaches over again. What's going to happen now?
Yeah.
God will get you, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Giving thanks always.
Amen.
Lord, I'm a miserable soul. Huh?
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, he said, always, notice, for all things. Giving thanks always for all things.
That's the difficult part.
For.
This little thing says, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't have too hard a time doing that.
Yeah.
I can praise the Lord anyhow. I mean, I got a wreck and the house burned down, the dog died, and the kids are sick, and the wife's mad at me. And I said, well, Lord, I praise you anyhow.
Right.
In spite of everything, I praise you.
Yeah.
You're good to me. Right. He said, fall.
Right. He said, fall. This verse changed your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This verse will change your ministry.
Amen.
You may not win thousands more, you'll be a lot happier with what you do. You may not go through life and change the whole North American continent. You may not change and convert the whole country of Mexico. You may not change the city of San Antonio, but it'll change you.
Amen.
It'll change you. It'll change your attitude towards life. It'll change your attitude towards your work. It'll change your attitude towards the people around you. It'll change your attitude towards God. It'll change your attitude towards His Word. It'll change everything about you. If you get a hold of this verse right here, giving thanks always, and I'm not going to come up and grimly and lightly say, oh, I don't know how to do that, either.
No, sir.
I don't know how to do it. There are some days I say, oh, Lord, I wish that was in there. I say, Lord, that word is hard.
Yeah.
Lord, do I have enough faith to say, thank you for sin, death, sorrow, trouble?
What's that verse, man?
I read the book right. I believe the book right.
Amen.
Giving thanks always. For all things.
There's your victory.
Amen.
I was out on a trip. I had a very sad mission to accomplish. And somebody I loved and respected very, very much had been shot down by the devil and hurt and harmed. Damaged. And it really had hurt me. And I was so mad at the devil. I'd already been taught to praise. And I'm thankful that later on in my life, when I first was saved, all I knew was to witness and preach. Later on in my life, God, they brought me in contact with some people who knew how to praise. They told me to praise.
Amen.
I still don't do it near as well as I ought to. I don't do it as much as I ought to. And I sure wish I knew how to praise better. I'm still learning. I'm going to keep trying until I learn how to praise better. Amen. When I get to heaven, I hope I get a whole lot better than what I am right now. But I'm going to practice all while I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, as I drove in an old car, and I was mad at the devil. And if I could have taken my gun and shot him and killed him out of dust, I'd have pulled that 357 out and put all six in him, and I'd have loaded it again, and I'd have went after him again, and I'd have put him full of holes. They could use him for stringing spaghetti or something. I was mad at the devil. I was hurt. I said, Lord, how can I get to him? How can I hurt the devil? I can't reach him with my physical hands. I can't hurt him with any weapon I know. How can I get to the devil? And I thought about that for several days, maybe a week or so. And all of a sudden, as I'm riding down that road, tears in my eyes, and a broken heart just came to me. Praise the Lord. If there's one thing makes the devil master, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He trips you and drops you down in the dirt, and you cut and fire. He said, I knew it. I knew it. I knew you didn't love God like you said you did. You ain't much of a Christian. He goes up to God and says, hey, you see that little curve down there? You call that a Christian? He's accused of the best. But he takes you and he trips you and drops your face in the mud and you say, praise your Lord for being able to follow the mud. The devil says, I'll get you. So he steps on you right in the middle of the park, you know, and he says, praise the Lord for the weight on my back.
Praise the Lord.
He gets you down, he holds your face up, and you can't breathe. Oh, Lord, praise you. I'm coming to see you soon.
Hallelujah.
And the devil gets mad. He gets upset. The devil can't stand the praise of Christians.
Out
of all the things I've experienced for power, all the things I've experienced for joy, all the things I've personally experienced for victory, my self-denial, my strong willpower, my doctrinal learning, even my reading of the Word, and my hours in prayer, has never gotten it from me. But I've walked with more victory, and I've walked with more joy, and I've walked with more peace. And I'll tell you what, I've spent some things through life because of praise and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And I believe the key to my life.
It's praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord.
I got it rough when we're singing because I got to put my guitar down and go all that down. Then I got to jump up or I don't make it. John chapter 21, excuse me. You know, we've talked about faith and what faith does. And me and Dad were talking last night, and a couple of things dawned on me while I was thinking about it. A lot of times we think faith, and we've heard it, we know the scriptures, we know that we think faith produces, world-changing things. And it does. I mean, according to the scriptures, faith, we can move mountains, and faith can do great, it cause great miracles and things. But then I think about Elijah. Back then when there were 7,000 people who had faith, but only one had real victory. I mean, the rest were in the caves and all sorts of, problems like that. And I got to thinking, the one thing that all the time, in our practical experience, there's one thing that faith does. There's one thing that faith always accomplishes in us, and that it changes our attitude.
Amen.
If we really believe, then our attitude is much better. I mean, we really have victory in ourselves because it changes our attitude. That faith changes our attitude. Now, not every time that I have had faith have I been able to say, go out and get up and move. I mean, I would like to. I know the Bible says that, but I have never had that, and you haven't either.
Amen.
And most of the time, we don't see any real great awakenings or anything, even when we have as good a faith as we know how to have. And yet, one thing about it, when we do have faith, our attitude changes.
That's right.
We start getting happy. And I started thinking about something that blessed me a few months back, or a few weeks, I don't know how long it's been. But look at John 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than thee? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lamb. He saith him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Now I get to thinking about the last time that Jesus ate with Peter. Peter said, Lord, I'll be faithful to you. I love you. And I'm going to prove it. I mean, I'm going to show you how much I love you and how much I am going to serve you, how faithful I am, and how strong I'm going to be for you. Man, Lord, I love you. But Jesus didn't accept what he said. Jesus did not say, okay, I know you love. He said, no, Peter. Said, before the night is over, you're going to deny me three times. Peter tried to say, I love you, Jesus. But Jesus did not accept his praise. Isn't that it? And I think it's because he had the wrong attitude toward his praise. Then we think of it, he gets later on, he denies the Lord three times. And then he is an open failure. Everybody knows Peter denies the Lord. And this guy was a failure. He comes to God as a failure.
Amen.
And he goes and he cries and he wept and he cried and he cried and then he goes fishing. He sees the Lord, he swims to him and he talks to him alone for a few minutes and the rest of them get around there. And I can just see him sitting there thinking, no, I can't tell the Lord what I really do. I can't really say, Lord, I love you, because everybody knows that my life is a proof. I am a failure, and that failure causes me to think I can't tell the Lord what I really feel. You know, Peter loved the Lord before he denied the Lord, and he loved the Lord after he denied the Lord. He loved him, and he loved him, and he loved him, and he knew he loved him, but he was proof. There's no proof, no evidence. And brethren, have you ever been there where you know you love the Lord? You know you want to serve him. You know you have good desires and good intentions, and you know that your Lord is everything to you, really. And yet you can't prove. You just say, you lost your temper or something happened and you are the laughing stock of anybody. If you would say, pray the Lord. No, everybody says, well, you're hypocrite. And you know that you can't prove that you love the Lord. And you say, oh God, I wish, here in the meeting, I wish I could stand up and say, I love you, Lord. And yet you know that your life would be a denial of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. All right? But then I think about the Lord. And the Lord, this time, Peter wasn't going to offer. He didn't say anything in public about how much I love you, Lord. But Jesus says, Peter, you love me.
Right.
Jesus says, amen, Peter. And Peter says, Lord, everybody knows that you love me. I love you. No, he didn't say that. He said, Lord,
that's right. You know.
Thou
knowest.
Amen.
That
I love you. You know, he didn't say, well, Lord, let me show you the list of my proofs. Well, there was the time, when I cast out them devils, and there was the time that... No, he didn't go back to all that because he knew that the last thing on that list of proof was I denied you three times. There was no proof. I mean, the Lord, I can't prove it. And all these, Lord, he said, You're asking me in front of all these people, and you know they're not going to believe me. I mean, you know that I can't prove it. But Lord, you know I love you.
Amen.
And some of them say, Lord, I appreciate the opportunity to tell you. I mean, you were asking. And then the Lord says again, yeah, Peter, I love you. He says, Lord, you know I can't prove it, but I love you. And then he asks the third time. And Peter finally goes right down to the very basis. He says, Lord, you know all things.
Amen.
You know my heart. You know all things. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. You know all things. And I love you. Now I say, we love the Lord, but our lives don't prove it. I mean, anybody in here that says their life proves that they love the Lord is deceiving themselves. My life proves to me that I don't love the Lord. Except that I know I do love the Lord.
Amen.
And I know that the Lord knows that I love Him. So what is to hinder me from saying?
Amen.
When Jesus says, Billy, do you love me? And I say, yeah, Lord, I love you. And the devil says, Billy, you can't say that. Don't say that. You're just being a hypocrite. You know you don't love the Lord. Your life proves it. And I say, no, Jesus asked me. And all I can do is tell him the truth.
Amen.
He knows the truth. Lord, I love you. And that's what the Lord is doing right now. He's saying, talk to me. Tell me. Tell me what you know and I know. Who cares what everybody else knows?
That's right.
Who cares? Amen. Who cares?
Amen.
Who cares?
Amen.
Who cares about what it seems to be? You have enough faith to say what you know. I know that I love the Lord. I'm not. I can't prove it to you. If all of y'all looked at me and really tried to see if I was telling the truth, you'd find me out a liar. I mean, that's what you'd do to fear. But brethren, I know the enemy has won so many times, but I love the Lord. I mean, I love the Lord. And I can't prove to you that I still love the Lord.
Amen.
And he knows that I love him. And I'm going to tell him that I love him.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell him, I'm going to give him the praise that I know he deserves and I want to do it. It doesn't matter whether I am victorious. It doesn't matter whether I hear right.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. Peter, it didn't matter. Jesus says, Peter, when you told me you loved me the last time, I didn't accept it. And now I'm asking you to tell me. Why? Because he had the right attitude. This time he didn't come, Lord, I can prove it. This time he said, Lord, you know it. And that's the only reason I can say, Lord, praise you. Lord, I love you. Lord, thank you. Because he knows it. And I know it. And that's all that's necessary. That's faith. Faith in what the, in what we know. I mean, we're just believing the Lord. We're believing in what is, get my tangle all tangled up, I'm not really sure. Faith is believing in what we know. I mean, accepting it and acting on that, what we know. And I know I love the Lord. And I can't prove it, no proof, but I still believe.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, there's a verse in John 8:55. You know, we've mentioned several times about this business of letting the devil deceive us. But I want you to notice what Jesus said about confessing. John 8:55. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not,
amen,
I should be a liar and I can be.
Amen.
But I know him and keep this saying. Now, this changes a little bit. People that don't stand up and praise the Lord are denying that they love the Lord. You don't have to say, if you don't confess it, you're denying it, aren't you? Now, people that don't praise the Lord are by their silence saying that I don't love the Lord. If you don't stand up and praise the Lord, then you're going to be just like them. And Jesus said, I have to confess that I know. Now, Peter had to confess. And what does Peter tell the Lord? I just don't know. Peter knew that he loved him and he had to confess it. We need to get this victory over the enemy, and we need to
amen.
As a matter of being quiet, that we're siding with the enemies of the Lord. And we are becoming like they are. We're denying the Lord. We are, by our silence, siding with them. Jesus said, I can't deny it. He said, you don't know him, but I know him. If I should say that I don't know him, I should be a lying like to you. And you say, well, I can't stand up and say I love the Lord. You can't. And if you don't, then you're going to be a liar. If you love the Lord, and you know you love the Lord, then you need to stand up and say, I love the Lord.
Amen.
You really do, because you become alive. Your son is the same thing as becoming alive. And the same thing is true in the book of 1 John. It says that if you don't accept what God said, you make him alive. Did you know that? You don't have to say a thing at all. You just don't accept it. If you don't act on it, then you make God a liar. We need to realize that there's certain things that are true, and regardless of the evidence, it's like Billy said. If I love the Lord, he knows I love him, and I know I love him, and I need to say so.
Amen.
If I don't, then I become a liar. By my silence, I become a liar. A lot of folks have been awful silent. Then you do some of you get up and just say, nothing else, say, I love the Lord.
Amen.
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 But Brother Dave, you don't know the sin in my life. You don't know the doubt in my heart. You don't know my failure, you know. You just don't seem to understand the hypocrisy that I would appear to be in. Brother.
Let's turn to Ephesians.
Chapter 1.
You love the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
In whom we have, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood,
amen,
the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. You know, I'm accepted in the church. And I have forgiveness of sins because of him and because of his grace. And if I ever put myself in a position of trying to justify my joy or justify myself before God by the, my state, I've made a big mistake.
Amen.
I'll say it. And the accuser of the blood, he'll be whispering in your ear, Steve, you're a sinner. Steve, you can't stand up and pray. Steve, you can't do those things. You're unworthy to stand up. You're just not in a position. You're just not at that spiritual plane, you understand, where you can stand up and do that. I'll say, well, you're right. You know, and those things, some of those things are probably, a lot of those things are true. But still... But still, regardless of all those things, I know what I can plead.
Amen.
I can look the accused right and say, I plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And because I'm covered in his blood, I can
amen
stand up and I can say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I pray the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
There was a line.
Yes, sir.
A line.
Amen. Look at Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35. First of all, I have to say that you probably would have to go down my list too far to prove that I don't love the Lord. Mm-hmm. But I love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
Amen.
Look at verse 3. I want to read the 7 verses here. He says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees.
That's right.
Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not.
Yes.
Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He will come and save you.
Hallelujah.
Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and springs in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water.
Yes.
And the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And the highway shall be there in a way that it shall be called the way of holiness.
Amen.
The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall not enter therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
Hallelujah.
And the ransom of the Lord shall return.
Hallelujah.
And Zion will come and everlasting joy upon their head.
Amen.
And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to know, around here, Brother Tim Chase was mentioning, a lot of times we preach on a lot of hard things. And many things hard to be understood.
Right.
And a lot of things that it's just hard to take. You know? And I was saying, yeah, but we're here for the echo from the chorus in the back. Oh, preach on heaven. Preach on heaven.
Amen.
Genuine parts, it ain't gonna do it. Ain't gonna do it. But say preach on heaven today, I think I'll do it.
Amen.
I want to say that today, this Thanksgiving Day, that I'm thankful that I'm saved.
Praise
God.
Amen.
I'm thankful that I'm saved and going to heaven.
Amen.
Look here in verse 3. He strengthened the weak hands and confirmed the feeble knees. I think I've been there a time or two in my life.
Amen.
I think all of us have been there a time or two in our life. I think many a time we've come to that place that I just can't go on. Man, I just don't know if I can get up and walk anymore. I mean, my knees are just... I'm just about ready to find me walking top leg. You know, just my knees just start shaking. I just don't know. You know what he says? Say to them of a fearful heart. Be strong.
Amen.
Fear not.
Amen.
I just do the
Bible. Amen.
Be strong. I mean, when you're a little bit scared, you're a little bit down, you don't go be afraid. It's all right. You'll get it done.
He
says, give us a word of comfort. Give me a little bit of encouragement. But you know, my friends, that doesn't always encourage you. When I'm walking top leg and Mike Jackson says, oh, you won't fall, that doesn't always encourage me. When I'm walking up there, he says, don't be afraid. Well, I don't know what's helping. I'm still afraid. Ah, but the rest of the verse. Ah, behold, your God will come with vengeance.
Amen.
Even God in the record of it, He will come and save you.
Amen.
I think one of my friends last night or whenever it was.
Right.
I want to know God as I will.
Amen.
I feel there's an I will I can count on.
Amen.
Amen. I will. He said, I'll come.
Amen.
I'll come. Hold your finger there and jump over to John chapter 14. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you of myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where do I go, you know, and the way you know. I want to know, Jesus said, I will come again. Are you looking forward to that?
Amen.
I am. I'm looking for the day that I'll be in the presence of my Lord.
Amen.
I happen to I've been calling my uncle to send me this book. A dear friend of mine, I didn't know her for very long, but she had died of Lou Gehrig's disease. And her mother wrote a book about what was called Christmas Miracle. And she had this disease, she found out it was infernal, she was going to die. And this her testimony from about 4 months when she first found out that the day she went to be in the Lord. You know, I got to think about that. You know, this she's in heaven.
Amen.
Well, I have to think about that too. She's in heaven. What a glory.
You remember that pain wrapping through her body? You know, it got to the place where she could not walk. She could not move. She was literally crippled from the neck down.
Ah, now she's walking with Christ.
Amen.
Huh? Look back in Isaiah. Look what it says. Look what it says. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame men leap at the heart. I'd like to see the lame women also.
Amen.
They're going to leap at the heart, and the time of the dawn that the Lord has come before is going to start singing. I want you to know. You know, a lot of people, when they accuse God, they say, well, what about all the blind in the world?
Yeah.
When they accuse God, they say, what about all the deaf people? What about all the cripples in the world? And if they say, I want you to know that they're dead, but they don't think it's like, they have an opportunity to get saved. They have an opportunity to call upon the Lord.
Amen.
They have an opportunity to go to the Savior, to the great Redeemer. They have an opportunity. I want you to know that day for those who believe.
Amen.
Oh, they go through maybe a lot of suffering, a lot of heartache, a lot of agony, but oh, they'll be a blessed day.
Right. That's why we can sing this song. That's all we can say. Say to men that it be of a pure thought, be strong and fear not.
Amen.
Behold, your God will come with vengeance. I want you to know, Greg, there's times when some people do us dirty at the old store. I want those people that do us dirty down in Valley High Bash and say,
there you go, but God will not come with vengeance.
Amen. I want you to know I don't have to do it.
Right.
And when I do, it's bad for me.
Amen.
Huh? I have to just say, praise the Lord, glory to God.
Amen.
Uncle Dick,
have no fear, no matter. No matter. God, give you the vision of all such and things like that.
Amen. I want to know we've gotten a dirty deal plenty of times. I want to know God's going to take care of it all.
Amen.
Oh, what a glory. Yeah, I think I read down here somewhere. He says in verse 9, no lion can be there.
Amen.
We've been fighting that lion for a long time.
Right.
Huh? That one that walks about seeking whom he is to devour. We've been fighting for a long time. I want you to know he ain't going to be there.
Amen.
I can see the change in his hand.
Amen.
Huh? I can see him. God put a change there. I can see him drop down in the depths of hell. And I can see all the ones he dragged down there with him. I said, oh, you brought low like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was brought low. But I feel the man with God.
Amen.
Huh?
I feel high and looking up and exalted. I want you to know the one the devil put on the cross, the one the devil mocked and scoffed at, the one that the devil took his cross and beat his back, the one that crowned upon him and said, the one that the devil spit upon and kept his being, I see him high in the
head. I see him there throughout all eternity.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to sin. It says there back in John that he's been building that. Now, Brother Michael over here, he's been building from apartment pretty fast. In fact, I think that if we got him and his dad down here, they could probably build our church in a month. I believe they could do it. We just give them all the materials and got them set up to go and just let it. We wouldn't have to work. We just sit back and let them go. Go do it. They could do it. And God can take his time. I want you to know the one that broke the world into existence and did everything, made the world in one day. In 6 days, completed everything. I want to know he's been working for over 1,000 years in his master.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Huh? Somebody says it's almost 2,000. I tell you what, he's been working on that master. Somebody says they got a cabin in Glory Land. There's no cabins up there. They get mansions.
Get mansions. I ain't even living in a 50-foot trailer. I ain't living in a 14-wide. I ain't even living in a 10-wide or 9-wide or 80-foot. I'm not even living in a mansion.
I tell you what, it ain't going to be made out of plastic either.
Amen.
I'm
going
to go there and go there and turn on the faucet and stick the things right there. I'm
going to go there and try to shut the door and it won't shut. I'm going to go there and try to open the window and it creaks. They don't do me like that. I'm going to go there and put them made out of tears.
Amen.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I got to read that book and I had imagination. I just see myself standing at the pearly gate. I said, sir, I've been in the park a long time ago. I'm here to cash in.
I could see a man who's ready to get the book.
He's ready for the land, he's looking to get that big book out. And he starts going through the ages. And while he's there, I'm just sort of looking over his shoulder. Seeing who's there.
Hey! Hey! I said, hey, brother! I know you're busy right now, but could you tell me who that group is over there?
Amen. And I can see him shouting and singing and giving glory to God.
I can tell me who that group is. Would you tell me who it is?
He said, oh, those are the martyrs of the Lamb.
Right.
And I look over and I think I see Stephen.
Yeah.
Isn't that Stephen? Isn't that Stephen?
Hey, Stephen, how's it going? We're going. We've been watching you down there.
Amen. I think I see Paul. I think I see all the time. Huh? I think I see the great saints of God. Oh, glorious in those
days. Amen.
Oh, they were bruised and bloody. Some were burned alive. Some had their tongues and their eyes plucked out. But oh, they're glorious now.
Amen.
And as that group passes up there, and it's all because of another, you tell me, who's that group over there? Oh, that's a great company of missionaries.
Amen.
Oh, that's a faithful missionary.
Hey,
oh, they're singing and praising God. I said, fellow, would you hurry up and find my name on it? I said, let's keep coming by. I said, who's that? Oh, those are happy good God's for us out there. I said, yeah. I said, is that Jim Campbell over there?
Is that Jim Campbell over there?
Brother Dale's that good thing. I think I thought him up there with missionaries. As I'm waiting, I think I feel Brother Dan back to me.
Hey.
How you doing, Brother Dan? Yeah. As I'm waiting, I think I feel Brother Dan. I think I see my old cousin. She beat me up there.
Yeah.
I think I see my wife and children. Would you hurry up? I want to get in there. Would you get out of it? Look, 1900. Come on, get up here and get to my time. I'm on 1970 now.
He said, where did you check in? He said, I think it was around 1974, somewhere around there. Get over to the cemetery, somewhere around that time.
Yeah.
I said, you turned the page over. She said, yeah, I'm coming down the cemetery. Here it is. What was your name again? Brent Ridge. No, I think it was Richard Wilkinson, but you know, it might be down there somewhere. December 23rd. About 11 o'clock? Yeah, I think that's it. 1974? Yeah, that's it. It's the revolution. Yeah, that's it. That's me. What's your connection? Can you say?
Yeah.
How long did you spend in Mexico? Not too long. My wife was going to go down there. Every time we went down there, we had kids. Did you get stoned there? No, I didn't get stoned there. Well, what'd you do? Well, I called on that day.
Amen.
I made a reservation.
Amen.
He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
About that time, here comes a great company.
Amen.
Here comes a huge company. He says, you know what? I think God's time is all I expect to do right there. That's just for the beginning.
Amen.
That's just for the beginning. To come on and glory to God.
Amen.
Come
on in. Amen. I'm the day, my friend, that I want the people to go and start singing the praises of God.
Amen. Oh, my God. But the redeemed shall walk there. I said, which way is my mansion? He said, follow the way of holiness. Turn right on 2th Avenue. Huh? Go down Bible Boulevard.
Amen.
King Road. Third story up. I want you to know it's a big city.
Amen.
I think it's something like 12,000 furlongs. Some of it says about 1,500 miles. And I think I measured it 1,501 miles from San Antonio to Plymouth, Michigan. It was about 1,500 miles from San Antonio to San Diego. But you know, that's just not a square city, it's a cheap city.
Amen.
So we got to go about 1,500 miles up.
Amen.
And somewhere around 19 miles, the wind's weightlessness. That's broken.
Lord!
He said, I'm the third story up, so I reckon I'll be up there floating. You know, I get out there. You know what I think I'll do? I don't know what I'll do. I think I might call Brother Billy up. Hey, Billy, would you come over to my mansion? Now I'd like to get that old sermon out and preach on the two pillars.
Amen.
I think I'd like to hear that again. I think I might get my old telephone up and say, Brother Billy, would you come over and tell me about the fire?
Amen.
I think I might call old Dave Jones up. Might be good. Might be good. Come up and get him back to
you.
Bring the Lord and bring the
brother. Amen.
Would you ring the bell one more time? Mm-hmm. I think I might call up them girls from Open Door. I said, hey, girl, would you all get together and sing a song?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I think I might do it. Mm-hmm. I laugh. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to
laugh. Amen.
Y'all are fine. Glad to see y'all. Now we'll go see the land.
Amen.
I think I'll walk down that way of holiness.
Right.
And go up that way. Look in Revelation. Huh? Yeah, a lot of stuff. War is no fun, a lot of time. A lot of crying, a lot of pain, a lot of agony. But I read the last chapter.
Amen.
21 verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears. He shall wipe away all tears. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any other more pain, for the former things.
Praise the Lord.
I can see myself walking down the way of holiness. There's some fellows over there. I think I passed her through. She's jumping like a horse. I think I passed Brother Dan Johnson. I think I see Brother Dan. What's this Brother Dan singing like he's never done before? Oh, what a God. What a God. The great redeemed shall walk there.
Amen.
The ransom of the Lord shall return.
and come up to Zion with songs and everlasting joy to be upon her head.
Amen.
And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Not just temporary. Not just for a moment of time. Not just as temporary distant, my friends.
Amen.
I think as I walk past the pasture, and I see animals running down together. No ravens and bees. No animals ready to attack. No more things. You know what? I've been there for quite a while now. There's been no rest.
Hey,
nothing is scary. No more like this. The little Bible is waiting up in the middle of the night. All of the hand is peace. As I approach the land, I see that favorite thing. I can hear now.
Holy,
holy, holy, holy. Amen. Amen. I think I hear him sing a new song. Thou art worthy. With his glory and honor and power forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And verse 5 says, many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are towards me. They cannot be reckoned up in order to thee, if I will declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. And I've really been, you know, for a couple of weeks now, really been thinking, you know, the blessings that the Lord has given us. And we had a couple of things go wrong, and, you know, I think, well, you know, they're bad, but the Lord's been so good to
us.
And then in Psalms 116 it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I was thinking, he said, you know, my life so many times, most of the time, doesn't show that I love the Lord. I can't say, you know, I'm a great missionary. No, I'm not. I'm not, you know, I'm just... My life doesn't show it, but I just think, find it there's a verse that says, you know, pour out your heart to the Lord. And I can't have to my heart to God. I can tell the Lord, you know my life. It doesn't show it. You know that I just, you know, I'm not what I should be. But Lord, you know that I love you.
Amen.
And I just
tell
you, I thank the Lord. Here's your Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, a lot of people, we sing this song and they think it's just all about going to heaven, but it's not. It's all about coming together right here on the earth.
Amen.
Let's read from verse 9 through verse 16 before we sing verse 11. You got it? Isaiah 51, verse 9. Away,
away, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Away, and as the ancient days, into the revelation of old. Thank you.
Would you be seated just a minute?
Praise the Lord for God.
We're going to thank the Lord for the food here in just a minute, and we'll move some chairs around, put up some tables, and eat the best we can. Some of us want to eat well. If you have little children, you take care of them. Amen.
Amen.
You had them, you take care of them. I had my five, we took care of them. That's your turn. Amen.
Amen.
Let's try to keep all the food off the rug that we can. Don't eat on these little tables unless you cover them with something. Take care of what we have, and we'll just keep it nice. It lasted a long time. You know, I praise the Lord. We do meet now. Melda and Myra have taken the kitchen over this morning. Now, we need some volunteers to sign up on the board to take it the rest of the day. You know, say two or three of you decide, okay, we'll take the kitchen tomorrow. And you'll prepare the food. It's not fair for Nelda and Myra to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And they do it quite often. They just jump in and take it. And it's just something everybody else needs to share. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to do that. And you, some of you sign up for that. And take your part in the kitchen tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday or whenever. But sign up and take your share. Is anybody, is there anything that needs to be said? Anything else that needs to be made? Yeah.
Amen. We got us here well. And we kept staying away. My brother was so close to the college and my father. And, you know, he was a harvest that maybe he said, you know, that he had a situation. And we kept trying to get friends in my home 5 years. And, my brother was the leader to the truth.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, pick up a lot and you can hear me, you can ask me anything. And we came up here, and my mother told me that she was talking to him, and she said that if you knew that you had a truth, you would be
mad. Amen.
When I heard that, you know, I shows you a little bit.
Amen.
And there's also another thing that's my grandparents. Mm-hmm. So my mother's parents, we pray that you would be mad. Mm-hmm. And I always felt that somehow the answer came to us. And we kept praying for him. And one of my uncles got saved, and my mother's brother got saved about 2 weeks ago.
Amen.
My grandmother and grandmother, my grandmother, and 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 and
my mother, yesterday, well, yesterday morning, she felt like she had like a heart tremor or whatever. I don't know what you call it. But she's telling me things about, you know, early morning. She looked up for early morning, my mother's 4 or 5 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And when I saw her yesterday morning, she was telling me about being afraid of dying, but just saying that she thought my relatives and all sorts of stuff about death, telling me that she was going to fear of death. And I think one of the reasons why is every time we're in the car, she's groaning on it. She's been hearing that, and I think the Lord's being with her, so, because the Lord is, I think, trying to draw her. But my father, he's real son Catholic, and he won't let, he don't read the Bible, he don't always believe in it. I just pray that you all pray for my mother, and that my father's daughter, that he's the Lord can deal with him.
Amen. Anybody else have work? How long we have work prayer? Thank the Lord for the food.
Amen.
So they don't want you to
Lord, we're thankful.
Amen.
Lord, we're in a high rush in those first days of our poor fathers when they came over here at the first Thanksgiving. But we know how it is with us today.
Amen.
We have so much to be thankful for.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, our hearts are just lifted up. today in adoration. So, Lord, we thank you that you've chosen us to be here.
Amen.
Lord, you said that you have chosen time to do as well. Lord, we thank you that you've done the mix of the things that you've done.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to just praise you today.
Praise
you. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. But Lord, we thank you for the things, Lord, that are difficult. Lord, we want to learn how to praise you, Lord, in the good times and the bad things. Lord, we want to learn how to praise you, Lord, for those things we don't understand.
Yes,
we learn how to take that verse in Romans 8:28, Lord, and just really hold to it, Lord, as if it were really the truth.
Amen.
And all things work together for good to those that love you. And Lord, we have to admit this morning that we love you.
Amen.
We confess it that we love you.
Amen.
And Lord, we know because of that all things in our life are working together for one thing. For our good and for your glory.
Pray.
Lord, we pray that this conference would get much glory to you.
Amen.
We thank you for the truth. Lord, I pray that you help us to realize, Lord, that this is just an illustration of the food that you put on the table and what you provided for all of us. Lord, that we can see through this, Lord, that you do care for us. Lord, more than you care for the birds of the field or the minutes, Lord, you love us more than anything that you've ever made, and we thank you for it.
Amen.
Thank you for your provision. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Amen.